Create Arts Podcast. Commentary. Enliven. Hi, this is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So back in the holiday season of 2022, my wife gave me this deck of cards. It's not your regular deck of cards. It's called Kickstart Creativity. And it's by Bonnie Smith Whitehouse. Links to it will be in the show notes. I really recommend you getting it. And what it is it's 50 cards. And it's divided up into three ways. So you have your intention cards. You have your action cards. And you have your perspective cards. And each of those has one idea. And really goes into it. We have done the perspective and intention cards already this year. So I decided to do, when my wife gave me this deck of cards, I was like, well, there's 2023 right there. So every week I'm going through these cards one at a time. And, just kind of meditating on them. Meditating. I got a story to tell you guys. But just kind of thinking about what the word means to me, going out there and finding things about it, and then bringing it back to you, and hopefully you're going to see something in it. So, as you heard today, is enliven, and the first thing on the card is what I call the kernel of knowledge, and on the front of the card, I mean these cards are kind of. They look kind of 70s-ish. I love them. But the first thing on there is what I call the kernel of knowledge. So this is the kernel of enliven. And it says, create an ekphrasis by using words to describe something visual. So I had to look that word up. I'll be honest with you. Usually, I understand what they're saying, but ekphrasis, what the heck is that? So I looked it up. And what I like to do is, define words. I'm a big one on definition. So ekphrasis is a literary description of or commentary on a visual work of art. I paint like a four-year-old on crack. There we go. That's my ekphrasis. I do have that in the show notes. I had Merriam-Webster define that for me. Usually I like Cambridge Dictionary, but Merriam-Webster came in for me. Now, what does enliven mean? Well, to make something more interesting, to make it more interesting or active. And yeah, I mean, that you can do anything to enliven your life. Case in point. So for the past, 2 weeks, I've been saying, yeah, I'm going to do this meditation workshop. And I did it yesterday. Oh, wow. I sat here and did a 2-hour, right where I'm sitting right now, here at my desk, did a 2-hour meditation workshop with Yogi Bryan, B-R-Y-A-N. And yeah. I got a lot of stuff to work on, folks. I've got a lot of stuff to work on, but I'm going to be using that meditation practice to enliven my life and enliven my work. So you all get the benefit of it. How's that sound? I go to the workshop, you benefit from it. I like it. I like it a lot. He is not for everybody. I did not leave a link in the show notes. Perhaps I should have, but I didn't know what it was going to be. So I usually do my show notes ahead of time and then send it off to you. But, it's things that make our practice energize it just a little bit more. today, you know, Sunday. If you're watching on video, you can see this. I don't even have my lamp on. You can see the sun flooding into the room and just, you know, making it bright and enlivening it, giving it energy, giving it action. Other things that I've done recently is I'm using the streaming services to my benefit. So there's the PBS streaming service that you can get for your TV and whatnot. As you can see, there's a TV behind me here. And I went ahead and said that I lived in Chicago because, you know, I miss my Chicago folks out there. And I saw some shows on there that I haven't seen in a bunch of years. Since I moved from Chicago here to Fredericksburg, Virginia. So it was great to have that. It really added something to my mood. It made me a bit of a happier person. So it's enlivening my life. And when we enliven our lives, we enliven our art. So let's continue on with this card, and let's keep on going here. The next part of the card is, and this is the same for all cards, you know, the first part is the kernel of knowledge, which we've already discussed. And then it goes into just a small paragraph, you know, further going into what the word is. It says, life happens so fast and rarely do we have the time to transform what we see into words. The ancient Greek practice of ekphrasis simply means to use vivid, lively language to describe something you have seen. You'll find that creating an ekphrasis slows you down, engages your imagination, challenges your vocabulary, and gives you an intense emotional connection with the thing you're describing. So your art can simply be describing. You could envision it as simply describing something, describing what you see in front of you, describing what's in your mind, describing something that happened to you on the way to your studio, if you have a separate studio. This is my studio. This is where all the magic happens. So the only thing that I have going for me is that I go down a flight of stairs, which sometimes there's a spider web there. A lot of times there's laundry waiting to be done. You know, not so exciting going to my studio, although it's a fun place. And I'm looking to make it even more fun, more funner. But it really is, you know, we need to slow down and smell the roses pretty much. And that's why I chose the image that I chose for this episode. And I don't know if you've noticed, some people have, some people have not, that, you know, for today's piece, you know, there's a rose on a sheet of music. So that reminds us, we need to stop, smell those roses, and describe the smell, and describe what those roses look like. Whatever that rose is for you, it can be anything. Whatever that rose is, describe it. Describe it for yourself. Why not? It's a cool thing to do. And that is a valid form of art. You know, just describing what you're seeing. All right. You don't have to recreate it and then describe it. Just describe it in whatever method you're using. You know, use music, use dance, sculpture, food, clothing. You know, you see something. We've had, you know, somebody, we've had, Elizabeth Mikadowitz earlier this year, and she talked to us about how, you know, she gets something in her head and she puts it on clothes, and she puts it on, you know, bags. You know, she's not making the clothes per se, but she is putting the images on the clothes. She's putting the images on the purses and the tote bags and whatnot. And like I told her, you know, it's, hey, you created the image. No matter where it ends up, it's, you know, it, it, what it, no matter what your canvas is, You created the image. You made that image. So good on you. And it, just earlier this week, I'm recording this here on October the 15th. We made it through Friday the 13th. But earlier this week, we had on Greg Kutz, who's a abstract artist. And his stuff is, it's on a canvas, but it's all abstract. And then he does the energy paintings. And that's, he is describing with paint what he is seeing. And I think that's a wonderful thing. We've had some wonderful artists, some wonderful guests on here, and looking to continue on with that throughout the rest of this year and into 2024. So think about that for yourself. All right, let's get into some challenges here. So first challenge is identify something fascinating you have recently seen and summon 10 vivid words to describe the thing. So going back to Greg Kutz, who's, now we're friends on Instagram, and he just recently sent me a six up of some work that he's been working on, and 10 words, canine, stark, intriguing, eyes, fur, bright colors. The stuff that he sent me was some new works that that he has, and they were all of those words and more. The one that caught my eye, and then he sent me the six up of six other, five other images plus that one. It looked like somebody had taken a picture of a dog or a wolf, maybe a wolf dog, right in the eye. And for those of you that are seeing this on YouTube, you're getting the full visual. Unfortunately, if you're just listening to this, well, get on over to my YouTube page. Links, again, are in the show notes. But it looked like, somebody had done a close-up of a dog's eye, nose, and cheek. And maybe in black and white, or maybe like a block printing, and then added some color to it in the block print. So that's something recently that I've seen that really fascinated me. So, what's something that has fascinated you? Describe it in 10 words. I remember early on in my podcast journey, they said, describe your podcast in 5 words. Create more than you consume. That's what I help people do. Tame your inner critic. 4 words. That's what I do. So, if you can describe your work in 5 to 10 words, do it. Or if you can look at a piece and describe it in 5 to 10 words, do it. Why not? It's a great way to really focus your eye. The next challenge is take a trip to an art museum or view a museum's collection online. Find one piece of art that captures your imagination and describe it in a note to a colleague or a loved one. I'm going to do one better. I'm going to recommend a podcast to you. It's called A Long Look. And I've been listening to that podcast almost since the get-go. And I've actually reviewed it on my other podcast, which is called Find a Podcast About. So my friend over there, Karen, she takes one piece of art and describes it for you vividly. Oh my, in her show notes, she'll show you the picture. She'll show you the painting, but she'll describe it to you. Most times I just block that out and just listen to her and see how well she describes it, how well I interpret it, and how, and what the final product is or what the actual thing that she's describing is. And it's pretty right on. Usually it's me going, oh, let's get a little, freaky here. and you know, pop it over this way or pop it over that way. But the way she describes works of art, paintings mostly, is amazing. It is an art form to have somebody to be able to do that and then give you the history behind the art and the artist. So I'm going to recommend that, you know, when you get done with this podcast, you go to her podcast. It's a long look, and take a listen to her. Karen Jackson is wonderful. Again, I should wait to do the show notes still after I do the podcast, huh? We will have links to both of those. Last challenge is read an aphrastic poem like Frank O'Hara's On Seeing Larry Rivers Washington's Crossing the Delaware at the Museum of Modern Art, or Ocean Vuong's Awbayed with Burning City. And can you compose one of your own? That's hard for me to, you know, think back to all the poems or all the pieces that I've composed, because we're, you know, probably approaching about a couple of thousand. I don't know. And I know where they're at. I know that some of them are down in my bookcase here, and a lot of them are in the cloud and all that. So I am pretty sure that I have described, as a matter of fact, I know that I have described pieces. I have a couple of sandstone sculptures that are of Rodin's Thinking Man in different forms, and I've described those very vividly, and the history of those pieces. So that's something that I have done, and I think that's something that I'm going to continue to do, because for me, art is a reflection of something that we've experienced. And we're bringing it to our audience and going, here, I experienced this and I wanted to share it with you. So that's what it does for me. I'm not going to tell you what it does for you. You can tell me what that is. But I think it's a really great exercise in helping us really define and really hone in on our craft. So, you know, if we're a writer and we can look at a piece of art and describe it in 10 words, wow, that's pretty good. I take a little bit longer. I like to, not write a Russian romance novel, but I do like to take some time with it and add more than 10 words. So, but restricting yourself to that 10 words is a wonderful practice anyways. So give it a shot for yourself. Just a few things to think about before we get on to our last section of today. And again, we're talking about enliven. And when we do that, it can amplify your creativity. Just think about it. If you just simply take a mindset of, I am describing something that I have witnessed. If you just take that mindset and put it out there. Think of all the things that you witness each and every day. You know, if you go down to your studio like I do in my man cave, think about that spider or that spider web or that dirty laundry that needs to be washed, or the rug on the stairs that is just looking to trip you and make you fall. Boom, right there. You have four topics right there to create. In whatever form you want to. You have my permission to do that. If you're waiting for my permission, you have it. You don't need my permission. When we enliven it, it generates a emotional resonance. You know, it's not just a spider on the ceiling. It's not just a spider web. It's not just dirty laundry on the floor. It is something. There's something to it. There's something that causes something with inside of us to remember, or to, you know, jump off on a different tangent about, and there's just something in there that, you know, really relates to us. So, you know, that's why we're, you know, trying to put, why we are trying to enliven ourselves and enliven our art. It helps us break free from perfectionism. Because can you really describe something perfectly in 10 words? I don't know. Can you describe something perfectly in a poem? I haven't been able to. I have not been able to. There is this place in Mombasa, Kenya, that it's stuck in my head, like right in the front of my head. I can go to that place in my head all the time. But describing it to people is difficult at best. You're not going to get it through my words or through my art, you know, through my paintings or anything like that until you go there to get it. And, you know, with our world and the climate crisis that we are finding ourselves in, I don't know how much longer it's going to be there. So go to Mombasa, find the spot on the beach, right on the ocean there, and then you'll understand. Or you can listen to me, you know, or watch me write it and talk about it and all that kind of stuff. Another thing that happens when we enliven our art is it's the interconnectedness. I like reading. I like art. Okay, I'm not. My office here is filled with it. And why do I like it? Well, when I was going through this meditation workshop, one of the things that, you know, it was important to me, one of my values is, you know, art. And, you know, why is it important to me? Well, it helps me feel less alone in the world. Much like this podcast makes me feel less alone in the world. Much like when I listen to other podcasts, it makes me feel less alone in this world. It makes me feel like there's people, you, listening to me. Obviously, there's people out there listening to me right now. We've got people in Spain, Romania, the UK, India, Iran. You know, I was just running the numbers the other day and looking at all the countries that are listening to this podcast from all over the world. And there's over 60 different countries and 40 of the United States listening to this podcast, or have listened to this podcast at least one time. Wow. Talk about interconnectedness. Talk about that. That makes me want to do a better podcast each and every episode, because I have people from all over the world listening to this. So wherever you're at, you're not here sitting on my couch. You're sitting on maybe your own couch, or you're mowing the lawn, or you're in your car, or whatever you're doing, but we're connected that way. You're listening to me, and I do listen to you when you write in. So, and then lastly, a point to consider is when we enliven our work, it helps us to collaborate and connect with others. Again, that interconnectedness, and it connects us with our audience. And maybe in your audience, there's somebody there that you can collaborate with. And so instead of just one person going out in the world describing something, now you have a partner to help you do that. And you help them and they help you. How powerful is that? And then you bring on a third and then a fourth and then a fifth. And before you know it, you have your own artistic movement right there. Oof. And you're naming it after yourself or whatever you're naming it after. So that helps us tremendously as artists and with that collaboration and connection. So, you know, just a little enlivening of your art, you know, and that ekphrasis, I'm not going to say it right, but that's okay. I'll live with that. And so will you. And so will you. Ekphrasis, you know, when we describe things, with using visual language is a wonderful thing to practice and to put into your art. And you're saying to yourself, well, hey, Tim, I'm a painter. I'm a dancer. Yeah. But maybe you are looking at that rose that's on the show art. and you're writing down what that rose, the way the rose sits on the sheet of music. Maybe you're writing about what that is to you. You know, how, what color is the rose? How is it, you know, how is it placed on the sheet of music? Again, you know, you're a dancer, you're looking at that. What is it about that rose that catches your eye? And, you know, can you make the, you know, dance in the shape of the petals on the rose or the notes on the sheet of music? Maybe you're doing that. Maybe you're cooking and you're like, man, that rose, you know, I'm going to add some rose water to whatever I'm cooking, and it'll just add that music that this meatloaf needs. Not the singer, the dish. So try that out for yourself. I think you're really going to enjoy it. Okay, friends, it's that time in the show where I'm going to let you get on with the rest of your day, because I'm going to get on with the rest of my day. And I just want to let you know a few things before you go. I do have a newsletter, and that newsletter is creatively called the Create Art Podcast Newsletter. And it's actually going to be, it's a monthly newsletter. You can get subscribed to it in the show notes, or you can go to Timothy Bryan, TimothyBryan.substack.com. And that's where, you know, I give you a couple of ideas for what you could do in the month. I let you know the episodes that I've done. And, you know, we go on bigger tangents over there at the newsletter. Again, it's only once a month. Not going to jam up your inbox with that. So give that a look for yourself. And it's something that is growing and something that I'm trying to add, you know, a little bit more here, a little bit more there too. So I want it to be useful to you. And to reach out to me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. That's my main email address for the site. So feel free to shoot me an email if you have questions, if you're, you know, stuck, if you're looking for somebody to give you some critique, if you're looking for a possible interview on the show. I do interviews. I know, shockingly enough. And you don't have to sit on my couch to be doing the interview. You can sit in the comfort of your own home and we can do a remote interview. But I want to hear about your journey, and I want to share it with others that are listening to this podcast. Your journey is important. Let's talk about it. And if you have a topic that you would like to toss at me, by all means, you know, yeah, shoot me an email. Let me know about that. Obviously, you're seeing me here on YouTube if you're on the YouTube channel, so you know where to find me there. I'm also on Instagram and X or Twitter and Facebook. So all those links will be in the show notes. Now, here's a few things I want to ask of you, if I may. If you found any value in this podcast, I'd like you to share it with anyone that you think would benefit from it. You know, share it with your friend, share it with your artist friends. You know, we all love to hear a good podcast, but that's the best way to discover new podcasts, you know, and it's a generous gift. It doesn't cost you anything to share it with somebody. So if you got something out of it, great. Share it. If this wasn't a 5-star podcast, I'm not going to ask you to go and, you know, rate. If you want a review, fantastic review. I'm not going to say, hey, you know, give me 4 stars or give me 5 stars. I'm not going to ask for that. If this wasn't a 5-star podcast, I'd like to know why you thought it was not a 5-star podcast. I'm trying to improve it each and every time. It's, you know, that whole 1% better each and every day. I'm trying to get this podcast 1% better each and every time. So if it's not a 5-star podcast in your eyes, I'd like to know, you know, what didn't it do for you? And I can't say that, you know, I'm going to incorporate everyone's suggestions, but I'm going to honestly read it and respond to it. I'm not going to respond in hate. I'm going to respond in kindness. Because that is a very, very generous thing that you're doing for me. And so first and foremost, I'm going to say thank you for doing it. You email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. And, you know, on your, app of choice that you're listening to this on. Yeah, if you want to leave a comment, absolutely. Love to read those comments and respond to them. Again, Facebook folks, you know how to do it. You know, hit that bell and leave a comment there. You can go to the website where this podcast page, where the page for this episode is. Leave a comment there right on the website. What is that website, Tim? createartpodcast.com. Now, speaking about sharing podcasts with friends, make sure you check out my other podcast, Find a Podcast About. And that's where I help you outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. I review podcasts that I really enjoy. And sometimes I can get the host on and we can talk with the host and talk about their journey. Sometimes that's the best part of the show is, you know, listening to what the host has to say about their journey and really getting in deep with them. So I'm really proud of that one. And you can find that at findapodcastabout.xyz. It's all one word. All right. We are in the home stretch, kids. So I hope you got a little something out of this. I know I certainly did. And, go out there and tame that inner critic. Create more than you consume. And go out there and create some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk with you next time. And thanks for sharing your time with me.